So I wanted to start off just with the parts and piece. Beginning of the parsha talks about a very important concept. It says, the Gemara Shabbos learns from Avram's actions. It says, Vayomer Adonai, Inna matzati chin beinecha, al na ta'avor me'aladecha. The Gemara in Shabbos, like Kuf Chav Zayin, quotes Rabbi Yehuda Marav, Gad Kidola, Hachnasat Orchim, Mei Hakpalat Priyashina. He quotes our pasuk. Gidola Hachnasat Orchim.
Where is this Gemara?
Gemara in Shabbos, Kuf Chav Zayin. Mei Hakpalat Priyashina. He quotes our pasuk. Yom Adonai. Al tavor in namatzati chiminecha, al na tavor mi'alabecha. Yeah.
Not like the general concept that, like, Bina Dalla Chavira was better than Bina.
So it's a big question. It's a big question. It's not so simple. That's exactly.
Like, Bina Chazana is better than Staka.
So the question exactly is that is what is this concept? How could it possibly be on many levels? That Achnasas Orchim is greater than Kavalas Pnei Ashkina. Both you have on a halachic level that says, Im Ma'avirin Ala Mitzvot. There's a rule that says, Im Ma'avirin Ala Mitzvot, which Mr. Isser is doing for his Chabura, or at least part of it. In halacha, it's very similar to what we did in Osik the Mitzvah also, which says that if I'm involved in one mitzvah, I do not what? Kick it away and put it aside to do the other mitzvah. Even if I'm involved in a mitzvah midrabbanan, and now mitzvah d'oraisa comes, imavir na mitzvah. So what is this concept that he was involved in Kabbalah's Pnei Hashchina, and all of a sudden now what? He says, God, you ain't here, I'm going to go do the mitzvah of Hachnasas Orchim. That's the question. It's a very, very strong question. One answer is the Ramban. Ramban answers, you must say that the Kabbalah's Pnei Hashchina part is that he wasn't actually being involved in a mitzvah, but rather it was a reward. The Kabbalah's Pnei Hashchina was a gemul, was a reward. If I read it to you, it wasn't a mitzvah, but it was a ta'anug who was getting a reward for the mitzvah milah that he did. And that's the language of the Ramban. V'zehu gilui shechina ilav u'ma'alahu kavova, as it says in the Mishkan, v'yar kvod Hashem al kol ha'am. Because of their hishtadut in the mitzvah of the Mishkan, they were zocher to the Kabbalat Hashchina. V'ein gilui Hashchina kan v'kan l'tzavot em mitzvah ol dibur klal el gmul b'mitzvah naseit kvar. To say Hashem was very happy with his actions, it's a reward. It's a reward. So therefore, the whole halachic concept of Im Avir Al Mitzvos is not applicable here. According to the Ramban, it was a reward. But still, even the concept that it's a reward is still issue. Which is what? What is the chiddush? The chiddush is that when your mom is basking in the glory of HaKadosh Baruch Hu being Kabbalah Pnei Hashchina, what takes precedence? A mitzvah. A mitzvah. The concept of Yofesh Shal Achas Ba'olam Hazeh is greater than what? Then, the language is what? What within Olam Haba? Yofesh Shal Achas Ba'olam Hazeh. Nu, what's the language? Nu. I can't remember it over there. There it is. It's a Mishnah Pirkei Avos. Yofesh Shal Achas. Because of what? Torah and mitzvos. Greater than kol chaye olam haba. So why davka, if that's true? Why davka achnas orchim? Explains Rav Salant, the chief rabbi, or the at that point of the Chor Bashur right next to us. Because I would have thought, what is the essence of the mitzvah of Achnasas Orchim? The etzem, this is what Mr. what Holzer said, the etzem essence of the mitzvah of Achnas Sorchim is Ben Adam Lechavero, the concept of between man and man. Between man and man. And therefore I would have said, this against the Kabbalah's Pnei HaShechina. Are you crazy? You're gonna push out the Kabbalah's Pnei HaShechina for an essence of the mitzvah of man. Of what? Of between Ben Adam Lechavero, Kamash Malan. It tells us his message of how important it is for us to be able to function on what is mitzvot for us. The concept of what mitzvot are supposed to be for us, to refine us, to be able of the greatness of mitzvot. That's Rav Salat. I wanted to tell you another idea. The other idea could very well be to understand that the assumption of my question is understanding this prefix of a mem. The mem, when you say something is greater than, that's a mem of what? That's the mem of contrast in English, which means that this is greater than the other. Correct? But then in Hebrew, there's another concept that's also in English, which is called the mem hamekor. As opposed to saying, greater is Achas Orchim, that's better than Kabbalah Pnei HaShechina. What Gemara is saying is what? What did Avram Avinu do? He, quote unquote, left the Kabbalah Pnei HaShechina and did what? Hachmas Orchim. The Pshat could be, if I'm not mistaken, the Netziv says something similar, but people took the Netziv off the shelf, so I wasn't able to see it. But the idea is, I hinted Musar, make sure to return the Svarim. Gadol Hachnas Orchim, make a Kabbalah Pnei HaShechina. What is the great mitzvah of Hachnas Orchim? It's when you do it, when it emanates from a Kabbalah Pnei HaShechina. And it's not just situational, that it happened to be that Avram Avinu was Kabbalah Pnei HaShechina and then he did Hachnas Orchim. But it's telling me how I'm supposed to be doing the mitzvah of Hachnasas Orchim, and just in general, which means what? Hachnasas Orchim, as opposed to what we had said from Rav Salant, that it's only a pure Ben Adam Lechavero piece. For those people that were smart enough to be at the Sikha this morning of the Rosh Hashiva, he talked about this very similar concept of Avram Avinu being Zera Avram Avinu. And the whole concept, when I is the greatness of Hachnasas Orchim that emanates from Kabbalah Pnei HaShechina, which means what? It's from two levels. Number one is I realize that I am my Tzelem Elokim. That I'm being able to say that I have a mission. There's a mission here about the greatness of Hachnasas Orchim. But even more so is being like Avram Avinu, the Talmud of Avram Avinu, which is what? An Ayin Tova. It's being able to see what? To see the Shechina in the person. To be able, Gadol Hachnasas Orchim, that emanates from understanding that each person has a Tzelem Elokim. That it's not only about the agendas and being pessimistic about everyone and using your, now you're in yeshiva, so you can use your Gemara thumb to be able to say, no, he's not really sincere, he's not really, no. This is what the Rosh Yeshiva quoted from Rav Tzvi Yehuda, that said, that's Ehov et HaBriyot u'mekavan Torah. Your Ehov et HaBriyot, which emanates from your Avat HaMakom, that you see the godliness in the person. Gadol Hachnasas Orchim, that emanates from the Kabbalah Pnei HaShechina. When I see Jordan Panitch coming in, I don't just see Jordan, the physical bones. I see his Tzelem Elokim. I see his godliness. And that's what it means, El Metabriot. Period. If it's Mekarvan Torah, that might happen. But if I love people in order to be Mekari with Torah, that's toxic. That's not a real relationship. I have an agenda. It's El Metabriot, Zera Avram Wavi. And that's the only way that I can be educated. Because if I just, as the Chovat HaTalmidim says, if I just see an 18-year-old, okay, it's very nice. But I have the zchut of looking at you guys, and when I'm challenging you to tell you, go take chaburas and do it, I'm not just looking, oh, it's hard. I know it's hard. I know I have to balance. I'm not saying you have to balance. But I'm looking at not only Nidan Pinchot now at 18, but I'm saying, okay, what's it going to be now in 4 years? That am I going to get The idea that he's going to be given a chabura in the shul in Givat Shmuel, is he going to be able to give a chabura back to Abraham? What's he going to do? Is he going to be a guy at the university campus here in Israel, being able to give over chaburas? Being able? Or he said, I'm busy. When I'm challenging you now, because I'm seeing the brios, I'm seeing the seven people when I push seagulls. I'm seeing that concept. That's what drives being Avram Avinu, being the star mechanech, helping us understand this idea of when he physically leaves the Kabbalah Sashchina, it's not a competition. He's saying this is what must motivate you when you're doing your mitzvot. Not only the Be'ad of the Makom mitzvah, which is obvious, when you're standing Omei Lifnei Hashem, but it's even the Be'ad of the Mechabero mitzvahs. How you look at people. Am I looking at this person that, oh, he's got this hairstyle, that hairstyle, do I see his essence? Do I stop being Al-Tistakel B'Kankan? But really, what he's there. That's what we're going to learn from Avraham Avinu. Hopefully this Shabbat, especially when you're going to go to Tzvat, to be able to see what people are not just focusing on the outside, but very much the pnimiut, understanding who people are.